Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about personality.
对，性格啊，然后我们今天要讲的性格呢，其实我们会讲很多种的性格特点，对吧？ Personality traits.
That's right. We're not just talking about personalities in general. We're talking about specific traits of a type of personality.
就是一种非常赢家的性格。
That's right. A winning personality.
对，但我们这里说的这个 winning 啊，它不是说啊、哦，我赢了，我 beat all of you， 然后就我最棒，你们都很弱。
Yeah, it's not about a competition, right? It's just about having a really great personality in general, really.
对，你看很多不同行业最成功的人，其实他们都有这种，他能 win 是因为他可以 win people over. It's not like I win, you all lose, you're losers. It's I win by winning you over, and we all win. It's like a win-win situation.
That's right. You're not winning at other people's expense. You're winning with other people. You're bringing other people into your winning.
对，所以这里这个 winning personality 我觉得可以翻译成就是你是很能赢得人心的，因为在职场或者在人生里面，你要赢的话，这得人心很重要嘛。
That's right.
嗯，好，那我们今天呢会跟大家分享十多种啊这样的不同的 winning personality traits， 它不仅是非常好的对于我们性格啊心理上的一些学习，对于学英文也是极佳的语料。
That's right. These will help you in every way in your life, including in your English language learning journey.
好，那我们就赶快开始啊。那今天我们第一个要说的这个性格特点 personality trait 啊，一个特点就是自我认识，有一种清醒的自我认识。
That's right. And this means self-awareness or self-aware.
对 ，and thank you, Jason. 你非常贴心的给了大家名词，又给了大家形容词啊。所以，如果一个人是非常 self-aware 的，就是说他知道他是个什么样的人，对吧？他知道自己有哪一些强的地方，但他也知道自己有哪一些需要改进的地方。
That's right. It's about recognizing both your strengths and your weaknesses without exaggerating them.
对，然后你是可以 be very honest with yourself about them， 对自己是要很诚实。
Yeah, it's not always easy, but it is a winning personality trait for sure.
对，然后第二个我觉得，哎 ，no surprise 啊，就是自信。
Confidence or being confident.
但是自信有的时候啊，一个什么特别 confident 的人，他是有点自大的，有点 arrogant 的。因为他的自信好像是建立在 putting others down， 就是要把别人踩下去，要贬低别人。But that's not real confidence, right?
Yeah, that's more like arrogance, right? Or being cocky and kind of showing off. Whereas confidence, real confidence, comes from believing in your ability to succeed, which helps you take risks and, you know, navigate different challenges, but without putting other people down.
对 ，and that's why, you know,Being humble, having humility is so key.
Ah, that's right. An important part of Chinese culture for sure.
对，确实中国人对于 humble 是不陌生的，在我们文化里面非常的重要。然后这个 humble 其实是一种 quiet confidence, real confidence, without, you know, having a huge ego.
Yeah, that's right. It's not about having low self-esteem, right? Or thinking lowly of yourself. It's more about being grounded in who you are and acknowledging your limitations, but still being open to learning from other people and being honest about it.
对，你刚刚说的 to acknowledge, 知道你自己的局限 right? That's really important. 就让我想到我们前面说的那个 being self-aware.其实这个列表上面有很多的 personality traits, they overlap, 有很多 commonality.
Yeah, they overlap and some of them are not possible without having the other trait, right? So they're all connected together.
没错，都互相联系的啊。当然人生有顺境也有逆境，然后我们总要面对很多的改变，对吧？所以这个时候你的灵活性，你的适应性就非常的重要。
Ah, yes, your adaptability, or if you are adaptable.
哎，中国有句老话说，以不变应万变嘛。
Ah, yes. Kind of this idea that like change is the only constant, right? The only thing that doesn't change is change. Change is always going to come. So being flexible and being open to that is being adaptable, right?
对，我觉得这个 being adaptable 就是你不会被 change 一下子吓倒，或者就是说，哎呀，怎么办？也很容易 give up， 很容易 anxious 啊。
Yeah, you can handle the changes, right? You're calm about these new things popping up and you're ready to adapt.
嗯，是的。那，诶，我们下一个性格特征也是 A 开头的，但它跟 adaptability 这好像还挺不一样的，就是讲到性格的另外一面。
Ah, yes, assertiveness or being assertive.
这个我觉得还有点难翻译中文。所以 Jason, why don't you define it for us first? 先帮我们解释一下。
So being assertive is about not being shy or not being timid about communicating your feelings or your opinion on something.
对，特别是在一些 situation, 可能很多人都有一个意见，但那个意见是不对的，是吧？那你这个时候 instead of going along with it, 你是敢于说出自己的想法。
Yeah, you're not worried about offending the other person so much that you don't communicate your feeling, right? You assert your feelings.
对, if being assertive is the opposite of being passive, 是吧？就很被动的一些，很多时间如果你一直很 passive 的话，到最后你会觉得很憋屈啊，然后觉得 I've been taken advantage of, 因为你不敢 voice your own opinion, 就像你讲的。
Yeah, maybe you're too distracted in your mind about how they're going to react, and so you don't say anything, right? And that's not being assertive.
这个中文我们可以说你是很果敢的， you know, 又果断又勇敢那种。
果敢， I like that.
So that's also very important, right? 因为 you know, winning people over doesn't just mean 啊，你一直迎合别人， give up 自己的想法， give up 自己的原则，那肯定不对。
Yeah, that's right. You're clear on what you believe and you clearly communicate that. You don't compromise your own values.
对，讲得很好，就不轻易妥协对自己很重要的一些事情或者自己的原则啊。好，那其实看很多非常成功的人啊，他们还是一直在保持学习，是吧？就像乔布斯，他有一句非常有名的话叫 Stay hungry, stay foolish.
I love this one. I find myself to be a very curious person as well. So curiosity or being curious.
对，好奇心啊，因为好奇心真的能够驱使推动我们去做很多的事情。
That's right. We can find our motivation through our curiosity, our strong desire to learn and grow. And we're constantly seeking new knowledge and ways to improve, right?
对对，没错。诶，我们差不多这个已经分享了一半这些 personality traits 啊。接下来的这一个，我觉得是近几年英语里面讲的非常多的和情绪有关的情绪智商。
Emotional intelligence, being emotionally intelligent.
诶，好像以前我们就是很习惯说智商 IQ, 然后情绪智商 EQ,或者情绪指数啊，但这几年 I feel like emotional intelligence has almost replaced the word EQ.
Yeah, EQ sounds like something you're born with that can't change, right? You're born and it's genetic or something.
对，就好像说智商，对吧？有时候有些人一测，哇，是个神童，是个天才，然后像我这种普通人，我也没去测过，因为很怕自己受打击。但就像你说的 IQ, EQ, 就让人觉得好像你天生是这样就很难再改。Whereas, you know, emotional intelligence, 你可以在这些地方下功夫努力。It's something you can keep acquiring and improving on.
Yeah, this isn't something that's static, right? You can improve on it through whether it's relationships with other people, self-reflection. You can get better at managing emotions and how emotions impact relationships.
对，其实这个就让我想到我们第一个讲的那个 self-awareness, 然后我觉得 emotional intelligence 就更加你是要 be aware of the whole situation, not just yourself, but how others are feeling, right? 就我们也常常说的一个 being empathetic, 要有同理心，要能从别人的角度来想。
Yeah, that's right. Taking other people's perspectives and like genuinely considering their perspective, right? That's a sign of high emotional intelligence.
好，是的，当然有目标，有目标导向也非常重要。
Ah, if somebody is goal-oriented.
那这个 oriented 就是你的方向在哪儿，对吧？比如学英语，我们会说 exam-oriented, 就是应试的。但是喜欢我们节目的很多朋友，大家是 interest, passion, or self-improvement-oriented, 这是你学英语的导向。
Yeah, that's right. You are oriented to, you are facing your goal, and you have a clear vision of what you want to do with that goal and how you're going to achieve it.
对，而且我觉得这种也是会很有行动力，对吧？ It requires you to take action.
That's right. It's not just looking at the goals and doing nothing. You also have to move towards those goals.
对，所以这个时候你要有 discipline 就非常的重要。
Ah, yes. Being disciplined or having discipline.
对，我们前几期节目讲过这个啊，自律 discipline， 人生里面很多的事情要做好，真的都不容易。做几次，做几天，可能 not that hard。但是 being disciplined means you're consistent， 你能坚持下去。
That's right. If you go to the gym once or twice, that's not disciplined. If you go every day for the whole year, even when you don't want to, that is real discipline, right?
没错 which segues really well into the next two personality traits.
That's right. And these are both very similar words. They both start with P-E-R, right? And we have perseverance and persistence.
啊、那这两个呢不仅长得有点像啊然后他们意思也是比较像的都是讲的你要能坚持对吧先来看看这个 perseverance 啊或者 you're perseverant。意思就是在你遇到挫折失败的时候你还不放弃 right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a little bit different from discipline, which is about in the moment, and perseverance is about this long-term unwillingness to give up, even when things are tough.
对然后它的动词也挺常用的就是 you need to persevere because it's, you know, life is a marathon, not just a sprint. 人生是一场马拉松对吧 Perseverance 很重要。
That's right.
诶那那个 persistence or being persistent, 这又是什么意思呢
Persistence just means to keep trying something over and over, even if you might not get exactly the result you're looking for, but you keep trying, right? You keep going at it.
对其实它和 perseverance 非常像但我觉得 perseverance 可能更多的是说一种性格特点 whereas persistence更多的是说好像你的 action. You know what I mean? Like one is about attitude and the other is about action.
Yes, that's a very good point. Yeah, perseverance is all about this feeling of, you know, persevering even when things are tough. And persistence is about the actions you're taking not to give up.
对对所以你又要有 mental 的对吧又要有精神上的力量然后又要有实际的行动啊。好那我们今天最后要分享的两个 personality traits 是什么呢
The first one is resilience or being resilient.
哦真的英语有好多词 They're so similar, 这个跟前面 persistent 又有点像。
对有一个结构吧 like ints, resilience, perseverance。
好那讲到 resilience 这个词也有个小窍门啊就是你想象一根橡皮筋 like an elastic band, a rubber band.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about your ability to recover from these setbacks like a rubber band, right?
对就是可能压力很大一个 rubber band, 你一直拉拉拉拉拉它还能不断 right? It doesn't break. So hardships, obstacles, failures, they don't break you.
Yeah, in fact, if you're really resilient, they make you even stronger.
Oh, 就我们中文说的越挫越勇。诶英语不是有一句叫 What doesn't kill you make you stronger 吗
Ah, yes. I think this was Nietzsche. It's a philosopher from a long time ago who said this, but no matter what happens, if it doesn't kill you, it'll only make you stronger.
所以 Jason 比我有涵养很多啊他说是尼采讲的哲学家。我脑子里就想了那首歌是什么 Kelly Clarkson 是吧
Oh, really? She used this as well?
你没听过吗是非常红的一首歌。Yeah, because it's an important life lesson, right?
Yeah, well, that just shows the power of this sentence, right? You know?
对, which also brings us to our very last personality trait today, and it's all about being 乐观.
Yes, being positive or being optimistic. Optimism.
对, 其实乐观不是英语说那个 being Pollyanna, 这个 Pollyanna 就是 糊里糊涂那种乐观,好像很天真,像童话一样. But being optimistic, 就是说你 recognize you will have hardships, you will have failure, 但是 you persevere, you are resilient.
That's right. Yeah, being optimistic is about maintaining this positive outlook even in the face of challenges and setbacks, not letting them discourage you, right?
对, 而且我觉得 it's not just about ourselves, 你这个 optimism 还很重要, 它会影响到别人嘛? 大家一个团队, 或者家庭, 有的时候 as a family, you go through so many trials and tribulations, 也很不容易, 所以这个时候 当你 optimistic 的时候, 你可以给周围的人带来很多正面积极的影响。
Yeah, it's not just for you alone, right? As a leader, as someone in a family, like you said, being optimistic can kind of rub off on everybody else and have a bigger impact.
Yeah, and that's how you win them over. That's how you have a winning personality.
Yes, and this will help you not to have a losing personality, right?
Losing personality, 变成 loser.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want that. Well, 我本来是跳 optimism, optimistic, 想 end on a high note, 然后你跟我讲 losing personality. 那要不要下一次节目说 什么是 losing personality? Top 10 traits.
So depressing though.
没有,但那个也挺有用的, 因为我们可以对照一下, 看看自己有多少打勾哈。
Oh, that's
and
true.
And that helps with our self-awareness, right? 让我们多一些自我认识。
That's right. That's a good point. We can look at our downsides in more detail.
好, 那我们今天的节目就到这儿。 那最后呢, 我很想问问大家哦, 就是你觉得 这几年, 特别是 as you get older and hopefully become more mature, 你的性格特点上面 取得了哪一些提升和进步?
Yeah, tell us about the personality traits that you've seen some improvement in. You can change, you can be adaptable, right? Our personalities are not set in stone.
说得好。 OK, 那我们今天的节目就到这儿, 非常感谢大家的收听。 那你还希望我和Jason聊什么话题呢? 都欢迎大家在留言板块告诉我们。 All right, take care, and we'll see you next time.
好,再见。